back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Was there a moment in practice where you noticed the stamina was different? Like you hit a run and you're like, okay, that was a little different.
Yeah, because I started running back. Normally I walk back, I started running back. I was like, dang. I told Coach Applewhite, I'm like, Coach, I ain't gonna lie, I feel way more better. He tell you, duh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, of course. So that's why it's about the details. And he pushed us. He making sure that we do the little things. Like last year, it wasn't the big thing that was getting us beat. It was the little things, the details. So that's what he on us about, and I like it.
That was Yant on Coach Applewhite being on them and them being in shape. And like I said before, they're running it out. They're doing some things differently because Coach Applewhite is on them. He's riding them like Bronco Billy, and he's not letting up. And I like it.
Good.
I mean, the best times in my career was the times that I had the worst coach, who I thought was the worst coach.
Yeah.
Because he was on me. Every little thing I did, he was on. Golly.
It's so annoying. Just give me some time.
But I turned into that coach. I went from not liking that guy to, dang, I was at my best when I was with that guy. Now I'm with a guy that doesn't push me, doesn't really care.
It's just like, yeah, I guess that's good.
It's a different ball game.
When you have a coach that actually cares, you can tell. It seems like they're on you and they're trying to push you away and all this, but in reality, they care about you. They see something in you. They're trying to get you better. That's what the coach is doing.
Absolutely. Not to skip back off of defense, but I wanted to play that Yant deal because I think the whole team in general is doing things a little bit differently than they have before. Mm-hmm. You know, and anytime you do things differently than you have, especially if the latter, what you was doing wasn't working. So you do something a little bit different. But I want to talk about Braxton Clark. I do want to talk about Braxton Clark.
I know Braxton Clark 2 years ago was like the third string corner. He was the guy that you brought in when you needed another corner out there to guard somebody in the slot or something like that. He was doing that. Then last season he was up for – you know, the second corner opposite of Cam Taylor-Britt, ended up getting injured, went to Quentin Newsome. Quentin Newsome played a fantastic season. Now Braxton Clark is back. Braxton Clark is healthy, but you don't know if Braxton Clark is even going to start because you have Quentin Newsome on one side. You have Tommy Hill who transferred in. You have other guys who have shown up and shown out. So Braxton Clark might be outside looking in when it comes to playing significant snaps.
Say, man, I like Braxton Clark. The times that I've been at practice, and I'm not saying I've not been there all the time.
Every once in a while.
The times that I have been there.
From time to time.
I was blessed to go. They gave me top flight clearance.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
They gave me top flight security clearance to go. I thought he looked pretty doggone good to me, if you ask me. I mean, as far as corner goes, he's got the potential to me to have a breakout year if he continues to play hard, continue to practice hard, and make plays. Mm-hmm. You know, he can have a breakout year this year. So I am. I'm excited about him.
He's you know one of the taller corners that they've been going after, and he's one that's been in the program for. I mean, he's 6'4".
So. I'm excited. I'm excited about him. I think he gives you. He gives you length. He gives you. He's quick. He's quicker than he looks, and he's a competitor. Mm-hmm. That's you know you gotta compete at Nebraska. Nebraska is about competing. Any sport you should compete, but when you go to Nebraska, you should compete at a higher level than you used to compete in that. And you got to learn that. But in order to win, in order to go 9-3 this year, mm-hmm. we have to turn our compete game all the way up a notch or two.
If you're not a starter, you got to still practice like you're going to be a starter. You got to push. You got to push everybody.
Everybody
needs to be pushed by everybody. You could be, you know, fifth string, but it doesn't matter. I want you to go out there and I want you to push this first team, or I want you to push whoever you're going up against and make them compete at a higher level. Nobody's safe. Nobody can sit down on their hands and rest. Now, just because you got the starting job doesn't mean you can keep the starting job. You can lose it at any point, and that's what Nebraska needs to get back to is I don't care how good you are. If you are underperforming, you are not going to be playing.
No, you shouldn't play if you're underperforming. You have to perform. You have to – every day the lights go on. Every day you're blessed enough to go out there and play football. Every day that, you woke up, you're able to go and get you some breakfast in you and go to class and then go to football. Mm-hmm. Listen.
It's a good day.
It's a great day. Practice like it's your last day. It could very easily be. Look, hey, Fedoni hasn't played really a snap.
No.
In college football. Mm. So –
last game.
My point is, I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
His career, since he's been here, for what he was billed to be, to what actually happened, mm-hmm. is two totally different things. It's way over here and way over there because
he was supposed to be what you were talking about, but on the offensive side, he was supposed to be a game breaker, a playmaker. He's the number one tight end in the class. He was supposed to be the guy that comes in and maybe as a freshman plays right away. He got here. He got injured. It just didn't happen.
That's a part of the game. Injuries are a part of football. And you don't know when you're going to get hurt. You don't know when you land just that precise way and somebody hits you on the knee and that buckles you, mm-hmm. dislocates your kneecap, MCL, PCL, LCL. You know all about those?
All the L's.
You know, all the L's that go with the knee compartment. You know, thigh contusion.
Leads up to one big L.
Yeah, hamstring pop. There's so many different injuries that you can
roll your ankle.
Well,
and that could be,
that's my point.
High ankle sprain.
Yeah.
That leads to a long time being out.
Horrible.
Like random stuff like that.
Well, and so when we look at the grand scheme of things, right, when you look at what football really is, listen, it's a game of inches. The ones who understand that, those are the ones who are successful. The ones that don't understand that it's a game of inches, not very successful because they're not going to go above and beyond the call of duty. They're not going – Johnny Rogers said this, and this isn't – they won a championship. You got to listen to people who won. Johnny said that they did more work after they got their regular work done. That to me is. I turn this thing off and it somehow pops back on like it's like it's purposely trying to be rude.
Hey,
stop it! Just don't be rude right now on the radio. The captain is sponsored by Wingstop, by the way. 28th and Superior, 50th and O, 29th and Pine Lake. www.wingstop.com. Order carry out or delivery online. You can get everything from lemon pepper to original hot, hickory smoked barbecue, atomic, mango habanero, Cajun, spicy Korean barbecue, Louisiana rub, mild, garlic parmesan, Hawaiian.
Have you tried the Hawaiian?
No, but I am.
I kind of want to.
But I'm not a Hawaiian pizza eater, so I don't
know if I
want.
I'm not a Hawaiian pizza guy, but I want to try a Hawaiian wing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a different rub. Yeah. It might be.
It's not like it's going to have a whole pineapple on it.
It might be phenomenal.
Do like pineapple. I like wings.
Well, I don't know. Put them together. You think you'll like them?
I mean, I like pizza and I like pineapple, but put them together and they're terrible.
Ah, it's the ticket, 93.7, the captain.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.